Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The FT.
In the media frenzy that followed the death of Amy Winehouse in 2011, at the age of 27, she was branded with many epithets: musical genius, drugs casualty, and often, with a stab of painful irony, the rehab singer. But devout Jewess was nowhere among them. It may have been widely known that Winehouse came from a North London Jewish family, but it still comes as a surprise to find an exhibition dedicated to her at the Jewish Museum in London. Indeed, Winehouse emerges no more Jewish from the show than she was before. There are photos from her brother Alex's bar mitzvah celebration, but no mention of a bat mitzvah for Winehouse herself. A Jewish cookbook she was given, with the idea of learning to make chicken soup, was barely used. It's possible to imagine Winehouse singing My Yiddish Mama, even giving it her own jazzy, melancholy twist, but it's hard to imagine her becoming one. But the show never tries too hard to insist on her Jewishness, and it quickly becomes clear that this isn't the point. Its subtitle, A Family Portrait, is crucial. Instigated by her family, it is small, unpretentious, and largely comprised of unremarkable tchotchkes from Winehouse's early years. Records, photographs, a guitar, Snoopy books, and only a few tokens dating from her years of stardom, such as dresses worn in music videos and performances. This is not a shrine or a memorial, announces the first of the texts, written, affectionately but unsentimentally, by Alex. Later, he describes a small selection of the records and CDs Amy accrued, adding, many of which she stole from me. Her grandmother Cynthia, a voguish jazz lover who once dated Ronnie Scott, emerges as a formative figure, one photo revealing a familiar streak of white in her hair. Amy writes in an essay aged 14, "My mother's side is perfectly fine. My dad's family are the singing, dancing, all-nutty musical extravaganza." The news shortly before Amy's death that her cab driver father Mitch was launching a music career at the age of 59 seems to bear this out, though there is no mention of that here. The gaggle of international press swarming the show's preview, speaking everything from Portuguese to Arabic, attests to Winehouse's enduring global stardom, which was built on hits such as Back to Black, the title track of her 2006 album, which to date has sold more than 20 million copies worldwide. We only accept But anyone coming in search of a lavish celebration along the lines of the V&A's blockbuster David Bowie show will be disappointed. Rather, the tone is of a family reclaiming a daughter. The choice of venue starts to make sense after all. Winehouse's fame reached its peak at a time when British celebrity mania was at its height, and the tabloids feasted unfettered on tales and lurid images of her decline. Arguably no British public figure has ever suffered a more public downfall, simultaneously venerated and denigrated on a daily basis. Placing our heroes on a pedestal, the better to mock them, has long been a national sport that death does nothing to quell. Witness the row this week in Norwich over a statue immortalising Freddie Mercury as a gorilla. But Winehouse suffered it more than most. She died 2 years ago, in July 2011, the very same month that the phone hacking scandal broke and the news of the world was shut down. The subsequent Leveson inquiry into press ethics has left the press chastened and the public more squeamish about the intrusive hounding of stars, but for Amy Winehouse it came too late. Looking over her personal effects in this touchingly intimate exhibition, it seems no bad thing, even healthy, to be reminded now of her ordinariness. In the museum's foyer on preview day, a group of school children being whisked to other parts of the building, presumably on a religious studies day out, chatted excitedly, their heads turned by images of celebrity. Pausing over a vitrine showcasing one of the singer's outfits, a girl observed with a faint air of disappointment, "To me, it just looks like a shoe. Perhaps that's the point."
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.